It is 8:30 this morning on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Every Friday, or most Fridays, I should say, it's Ask the Experts here at 8:30 on KORN. Our first ever Ask the Expert, Emily Hone from Anytime Fitness, certified fitness trainer and owner of Anytime Fitness here in Mitchell. Emily, thanks for being the first one.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Anytime Fitness. If people aren't familiar, how long has it been going on and where is it at, and all pertinent information?
Yeah, so we are right off of exit 332 across from Marlin's I-90 truck stop. We've been around for 10 years and I've owned it for the last five. So yeah, we have 6,000 square feet of functional training space, cardio, weights. We have something for everyone.
Again, people, maybe those hardcore trainers and those just looking to maybe get a workout in a couple of days a week, you kind of have both ends of the spectrum.
We have both ends of the spectrum. We have something for all age groups.
And again, Anytime Fitness here, our first Ask the Expert during the week. Email questions in, message us on Facebook, even call us here at the studio. And then every Friday at 8:30, we will ask the expert your questions to whatever you need to know. And Emily Hone from Anytime Fitness, our first one here this week. And to talk about exercise, but of course, the diet is the other part of that, even maybe even more important than the workout. The diet, where does the diet fit in as far as, you know, losing weight, or maybe even if you want to gain muscle mass, where's the diet fit in?
So your diet is the most important part of your regimen. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you are getting a good, well-balanced diet, getting a lot of color in that diet. It's not just about, eating every few hours or eating, so-called healthy foods, snacks. Make sure you're getting a lot of fruits and vegetables, good quality nutrients.
Real food.
Real food.
If it comes from the ground or a tree, it's good, probably.
Absolutely.
There we go. Now, on the workout side, how many days would you recommend? Maybe somebody's just getting started. How many days should somebody work out?
So if you're just getting started, a good starting point would be 3 days a week, and you can always up it from there.
There you go. And weightlifting, cardio, a couple of different areas. What would you recommend, and what's the difference between the two?
I recommend both for sure. You don't want to do one and skip the other. You want to make sure you're getting a good mix of both. But I will say that lifting weights is extremely important for your cardio. It really complements your cardio. It keeps you healthy, keeps your bones, your joints in check. And, it's good to do that weight training as we age.
There you go. Anytime Fitness, Emily Hone joins us, owner and fitness trainer at Anytime Fitness, our first edition of Ask the Experts here Friday mornings at 8:30 on KORN. Now, how do you know maybe you're lifting something too heavy, but maybe something too light as well, where you're not getting that the results that you maybe should?
Yeah, so it's important to challenge yourself when you're in the gym. If you're doing, let's say you're doing 10 reps. If you're flying through those 10 reps, no problem. You need to up the weight. And you know when you're at the right weight if you somewhat struggle on that 9th, 10th rep.
Okay. And Anytime Fitness, you go there, fitness instructors, they can kind of a program just made for you, they can kind of carve that in.
Absolutely. We usually don't let you hit the floor until Good. You meet with one of our trainers.
Well, there you go. And then how many days a week do you need to maybe work your abs? You want to concentrate on specific ones. Everybody wants a six pack, but I would assume it's probably the hardest thing to get.
Oh, that's kind of a loaded question. Your six pack, if you really want that, abs are made in the kitchen, believe it or not. You can do abs every day, but a lot of your core training is going to come from your weight training. So, if you want to lay on the floor and do crunches every day, more power to you. But there's so much more to abs than just a simple crunch or sit up. There's way better exercises.
And as far as reaching your goals, people may get discouraged if they don't see results right away. What do you tell them as far as a realistic end goal for their fitness?
So it's going to depend on what that specific goal is. But that's why we have the trainers there. We're there to help you set that timeline for your goal, to help you give you a realistic timeline. Some people it takes 6 months, some people it takes a year. But I tell you what, the longer it takes you to reach that goal, the more satisfying it is. And usually the longer that weight stays off and that muscle stays on.
Emily Hone joins us this morning. Ask the Experts on KORN. Emily, owner and fitness trainer at Anytime Fitness here in Mitchell. Going back to the diet, calories, it varies for everybody, but where do we sit on the calories per day that people should be getting?
So everybody's going to vary, and it's going to vary depending on your goals. You know, if you're looking to lose some weight, you want to be in somewhat of a deficit. And if you're looking to gain muscle, you'll add some calories to it. There's no specific calorie count for each and every person. There's no cookie cutter diet. The best way to find that out is come on out and see us. We'll get you on our body scanner and kind of give you a general idea of where you should be at.
So you've got a lot of people just don't show up and work out. You've got specific things so that when they show up, they're getting something done. They're just not, you know, wasting an hour. They're getting results and really working out as best as they can.
Absolutely. We're going to give you all the tools that you need for success.
And as far as the protein for that maybe added muscle, where's the protein fit in to all of this?
So protein is super important. You want to make sure that you're getting good lean protein. Some people like to supplement in addition to the day, whether it be a protein shake or a protein bar, and that's okay. Just make sure you're getting an adequate amount of protein. For some people, I can say the general population, it's about 1 gram per pound of body weight.
Okay. So you can figure that out right there. And how often should somebody be eating? They say, you know, more meals every 4 hours or so. What's the best way to go about that?
You know, you got to do what fits your lifestyle, and not every lifestyle you can eat every few hours. Mm-hmm. If that works for you, great. If only those 3 meals a day works for you, that's okay. You might just have a little bit more at each of those meals.
Important thing is to get those nutrients in, no matter if it's a couple times or throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Emily Hone joins us again, owner and operator of Anytime Fitness here in Mitchell, our first edition of Ask the Experts here Friday mornings at 8:30 on KORN. Interesting here question. If somebody had a hip replacement, how do they kind of get back to health?
Well, that's a good question. First off, we need clearance from your doctor to make sure that you are safe and ready to work out. And then what I recommend is, or what we will most likely make you do, is meet with that trainer and do that fitness consultation. We're going to work on that leg strength, abductors, adductors, so hip strength, and a lot of core strength as well.
Anything else here as we kind of wrap it up here with Ask the Experts? It is October and a lot of pink outs going on. Monday's your big pink out, and tell us more about that.
So yeah, Monday, come out, work out, wear pink. A portion of this month's proceeds will go to the Heart and Soul Cancer Walk that goes on in June every year. And this next week coming up, when you join Anytime Fitness, you get the rest of the year free. So you can't beat that.
And a lot of people use that, you know, January 1st date, but now you can maybe get a head start on that. Go from October, then you'll be way ahead of the game there once we get to New Year's.
Yes, get that jump start on those resolutions.
Check it out there. And all the new upgrades you've made and just kind of some cool things that you've done recently.
Yeah, so about within the last month, 6 weeks, we've really revamped our the middle of our strength training area. We added 600 square feet of purple turf and a nice rack. It's got some storage units on it, pull-up bars, TRX straps. It's a nice big functional training area, and we do some small group training on there.
There you go. Check it out at Anytime Fitness right here in Mitchell, just off the interstate. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
First edition of Ask the Experts here on KORN. Emily Hone, owner of Anytime Fitness. Emily, thanks for coming down here today. And then again on Monday, we'll be out there as well. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.